Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about some of the headlines from across Thailand today, but let me update you. Today, for some reason in Bangkok, there is extremely heavy rain, and I'm not quite sure what's going on, but everyone in the office was caught off guard. We did have a very special guest planned for you today, a surprise special guest. However, due to the heavy rain, traffic gridlock, and flooding that is happening in Asok right now, unfortunately, our special guest couldn't make it. However, we do have the ever so wonderful voice of God joining us.
Good morning. Hello.
Now, she will be taking your comments as we have quite a few stories to inform and talk about. More on that after the break. However, I would like you to know there's lightning storms going on right now outside. Thunder, lightning, flooding. So it's going to be that kind of episode. Stay tuned as we update you about some of the headlines from across Thailand. Here we go. The tourist entry fees has been confirmed. The cabinet on Tuesday endorsed entry fees for international arrivals of 150 and 300 baht to start in June, except for one-day travelers who don't stay overnight, according to the tourism and sports minister. Khun Pipat said the 300 baht rate would apply to visitors flying by air, and the 150 baht fee will be for those entering the country via water and land transport. The fee was cheaper for those arriving by water and land because they are likely to stay in the country for only a few days. I'm guessing they're basing that on statistics. That's what the minister said. Now, visitors who do not stay overnight, once again, will be exempted from the fee. The government expects to collect 3.9 billion baht in fees, and part of the sum will be used to provide health and accident insurance coverage for tourists during their stay in the country. The entry fees will support care for the tourists. From 2017 to 2019, foreign tourists used services at public hospitals that cost the state as much as 400 million baht. So the entry fee, which is widely criticized by the local tourism industry, comes to the country now when there's a lot of tourists coming back. Economy is slowly and starting to recover. The baht is also getting stronger. And there's optimism that the country will have almost 30 million travelers to this year. And yeah, tourism is really getting momentum. So people are, especially in the local tourism industry, criticizing and saying, do we really need this at this time? And different people have their different opinions on it. Some people think it's not too much. They don't care. Some people think, why? Why should we pay it? But yeah, the government has a plan and they plan to use it for health and accident insurance for people, for tourists. Now, the levy will be added to air ticket prices. So you might not even notice it unless you click that drop-down menu when you purchase your ticket. While the method of entry by land has yet to be determined, they need to find a way to figure that out. But more on that and updates on thetiger.com. Voice of God, any comments? If you do have any comments, please just let me know.
Yeah, we have a comment from Tech Symbol questioning accident coverage.
Well, look, hey, they put out a number, and normally the government and officials have a habit of just randomly saying things, but the tourism and sports minister actually said from 2017 to 2019, the state had to pay almost 400 million baht via the public hospitals to take care of some of the tourists. So yeah, accidental coverage, I guess some form of insurance.
Health and accident insurance.
Yeah, which is better than nothing, right? So it sounds great. Hopefully it is used for that as well. Mm. Once again, we will only know in time. I've actually got a big update. We're going to move on to our next story, which is actually regarding our sister company or big brother company, Fazwaz, which is one of the leading real estate companies in Thailand. Now, Lifeful Connect has acquired Fazwaz in Thailand. Lifeful Connect, the largest real estate aggregation network in the world, has announced its acquisition of Fazwaz in Thailand. This strategic move brings together two major players in the region's prop tech ecosystem, Dot Property and Fazwaz, forming an exciting partnership. Dot Property, which owns and operates ThailandProperty.com and DotProperty.co.th, is Southeast Asia's fastest growing real estate marketplace. Fazwaz, founded in 2015 by Brendan Campbell, Michael Kenner, and Paul Treman, has quickly become one of the leading real estate marketplaces in Thailand with remarkable growth across Southeast Asia. Fazwaz has been the forefront of digitizing real estate transactions in the region, utilizing transaction technology to improve the home buying and renting experience for consumers. Now, I know quite a few of Tiger viewers also rent or have purchased properties or have listed their property on Fazwaz.com. The combined business of Dot Property and Fazwaz can leverage Fazwaz's pioneering technology solutions to empower stakeholders in Thailand's real estate market. So congratulations to Fazwaz on this exciting new partnership. All right, you have now been updated. Let's now talk about Valentine's. Now, yesterday was Valentine's, ladies and gentlemen, and we can't ignore it. It is the day of love. And whether you're single or in a relationship, some people don't care and some people have to pretend like they care. Either way, we're all affected. But certain couples in Thailand don't get the love that from the government, especially, that they should. LGBTQ plus couples, they tied a special knot yesterday. A lot of them got married. Now, let me talk a little bit more. Regular GMT viewers might know about this from last year, but this year, yesterday, on Valentine's Day, around 130 couples who identify as LGBTQ+ joined a Valentine's Day marriage registration campaign in Bangkok and Ayutthaya. An LGBTQ couple who have been together for 8 years participated, and they were quoted as saying that they deserve the same legal rights as heterosexual couples because, yes, in Thailand, although the country seems like it's very open and accepting of everybody, LGBTQ plus couples are not allowed to legally be married. So why are there so many people taking part into this campaign when it makes no legal difference? Why join these campaigns and get, in quotes, fake married? Because this campaign for marriage, this campaign for marriage registration does not have any legal status in Thailand and is regarded as a gift by the district offices rather than anything legal by the law in Thailand. However, many LGBTQ couples are calling on the public sector to support the gender recognition bill. Their thought process is that by doing this, by making this normal, by Thai media covering it, people will get behind and support the gender recognition bill. And the authorities as well hope to use this as a starting point to pursue the gender recognition bill in Thailand. Still shocking to think that Thailand does not or has not yet made LGBTQ plus couples to get married legally in Thailand. But then again, a lot of things are illegal in Thailand. But they don't seem to worry about that as much. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, I've got two amazing stories. One includes a foreigner and a 10-wheel truck. It's a good one, don't worry. And a man who walked 500 miles and 500 more for love. Find out more after the break.
And join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back after that refreshing break. We hope you're having a warm morning wherever you might be. But it is very cold and chilly here in Bangkok, Thailand today. Extremely gloomy, extremely dark. The electricity in my condominium was out by when I was leaving to work. And there is a flooding. There's flooding and water everywhere when you're coming out of the train stations and walking to work. So my heart goes out to all the people who had to go to work today. We'd also, on that note, like to give a big shout out to Carnival Magic, because guess what? The party and the lights never stop at Carnival Magic. Spend your time with your loved ones on Carnival Magic. We actually made a video about it, and the day we went there, there was rain, heavy rain, but that didn't stop all the festivities. So you can rest assured, rain or snow even, Carnival Magic will not disappoint. Visit them next time you're in Phuket, Thailand. Also, a big shout out to the Tiger members. Now, I'd like to say thank you to all of you. Normally, I do give a special shout out to our newest members, our Tiger Legends, our Tiger Elites, of course. However, I'd like to take a moment to say, Tiger members, thank you very much for your support and for subscribing to our channel. It's because of your donations and your support we are able to do a lot of videos. And yeah, just thank you for doing that. As well as, of course, all of our viewers, all of our subscribers, everyone who shares our content or finds value in it. You guys make this happen. So thank you very much for supporting the Tiger. All right, moving on. Our next story is regarding a foreigner in Thailand who stopped traffic to take pictures of a 10-wheel truck, ignoring traffic signals and traffic in general, causing more traffic. Here we go. The story starts off saying an ignorant foreigner who was caught on a TikTok video parking his pickup truck in the middle of the road just so he could take pictures of a fully decorated Thai 10-wheel truck on a road in the Isan province of Sakhon Nakhon. Now, I understand you might be driving and you might come across a 10-wheel truck and you might want to take some pictures, but try to pay attention to where you are, because the 10-wheel truck driver actually recorded a video of the foreigner totally oblivious to his surroundings on a busy road and uploaded it to his TikTok account, and he was quite jokey about it. The video caption, he sarcastically said, "Tons of crazy things happened to me in my life," and he commented saying, "Take your time, man. Take as long as you need to take a picture of my truck." The footage showed the ignorant man parking his orange pickup and trying with some difficulty to take pictures of the truck. I think he forgot his glasses because he couldn't find the camera on his phone. Despite the fact that he was holding traffic up, the man got out of his car, held up the traffic, tried to take a picture. And yeah, he left quite a few drivers quite frustrated because in the time that he was taking the picture, he didn't realize that he was causing a lot of traffic behind the truck, which was blocking all the other cars. But people online have been quite positive and just laughed off at the incident. There were comments saying, "Let's not forget about the green light for a while." But who knows? The truck might be his dream car. Forgive him. He just wants to take a picture. And other commenters said, "Look, he's lovely," talking about the truck driver, actually, and said, "You're quite lovely for just letting him take the picture and not honking or, you know, shouting at him or making a scene." Many netizens reckoned the man may have been fascinated by the appearance of 10-wheel trucks, because 10-wheel trucks in Thailand are quite special. These types of trucks in Thailand are typically adorned with bright colors and feature more than 20 large lights at the front, as well as a prominent sign displaying the name of the car or car company. And they ornate wiper panels, among other decorations, all over their truck. The most popular decoration is the Michelin mascot dolls. They're attached near the left and right mirrors, and some truck drivers put a light inside them, and they can even be cost up to 10,000 baht.
What?
That's right. And I actually watched the video. So the foreign man, you know, he was driving his truck. He must have seen the 10-wheel truck and he was like amazed by it, because it was quite spectacular. He came out and he had his back turned to the cars in front. So he didn't realize that it was a green light. He didn't realize that all the cars that were parked in front of him had already gone past the signal. So there's no like bad intent on it. He was just a cute, mature man who wanted to take a picture of a truck, probably to talk about it later. And it was quite nice of the truck driver as well. He was just joking about it, making a video. It was like, this random person is taking a picture of my truck, does not care about the traffic and where he's parked. I thought it was an overall cute moment, but I can also say that if I was the one stuck behind the truck in traffic, I wouldn't appreciate someone getting out in the middle of the road taking a picture.
Maybe the truck driver felt flattered, because after all, the truck looked really good, right?
Well, they're used to a lot of people just stopping and taking pictures of their truck. So, but I don't think this has ever happened to him in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a few people that thought of this as cute in the live stream, but then there's some that are saying that, you know,
if you're the one stuck in the traffic being held up and you've got places to go, then yes, it can be frustrating. But let's laugh it off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our last story today is a little bit of a... We're going to end on a positive note. We're going to end with a nice love story today. And this story is called Man Walks 500 Miles and 500 More to Marry His Girlfriend on Valentine's Day. So here we go. Kun Suthep Mel Prampit walked 1,200 kilometers to prove true love still exists. And he met his girlfriend for the first time after talking on social media for nearly 6 months. They start a new life together on the most romantic day of the year, Valentine's Day. Now, the 52-year-old man announced on his TikTok in November last year that he would walk from his house, which is in the central province of Nakhonnayok, to meet his love for the first time in the southern province of Satun. Mel said he met his girlfriend, 56-year-old Kun Yu, on TikTok just over 5 months ago. And Yu challenged him to travel on foot to her house. He actually accepted the challenge because he wanted to prove to Yu and others that he was serious about the relationship and that true love can be found on social media. So it's a classic story of meeting someone online, talking to them, and eventually the girl saying, "How much do you love me?" "Well, I'd walk to your house." "All right, prove it." Well, Kun Mao revealed that he started at Kundan Prakan Cham Dam in Nakhon on Saturday, January the 14th. So he started walking on January the 14th with the intention of proposing to you on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Now, Mao gained a lot of followers as a result of the challenge. People have been following his story. His story went viral on social media, and he got a lot of support from his fans along the way. People offered him food, drinks, accommodation, and Mel finally arrived in Satun yesterday and prepared to meet his girlfriend. He got his hair cut, he got a clean shave, and put on his special pink shirt and waited for his true love at the Tangwa district office so they could sign a marriage certificate. The big moment finally arrived at 7 a.m., and they hugged and kissed each other while over 200 people provided them no privacy and gathered and cheered and congratulated them because they were so involved in the journey. So they were real fans who followed him for a month throughout his journey, and they were probably more excited than him. But yeah, a lot of people were happy when they met, and his beloved or betrothed, Yu, said, "Thank you for keeping your promise. We finally meet," to which Mao said, "Thank you for giving me the chance." He went on further to make a lot more comments, including saying that, "Oh, wow, you look great in real life, too."
Oh, my God.
He was like, "I'd only met you online, and, you know, I was like, I wasn't sure if she looks the same like in her pictures." But apparently he was not disappointed. So good for him after making the 1,000 miles journey.
Miles?
Yeah, 1,000 miles journey. So imagine he made that 1,000 miles journey. He's like, she looks nothing like her pictures. I got to go back now. That would have been would that be sad or more funny? I don't know. But hey, on the day of love, we celebrate this happy story. And good for him for making the 1,000 mile journey and professing his love and it turning out great. Imagine that. You meet your girlfriend about to be wife for the first time after making a 1,000 mile journey, and you're just surrounded by 200 people just cheering you on and posting TikTok videos about you.
He must have been very shocked that a lot of people were ready to meet the girl with him, you know?
I don't think so. I mean, because it took him a month to come there, so people were prepared. People were giving him free accommodation, food, drinks. So they got involved, you know? People get involved in love stories or journeys especially, so they just wanted it to happen probably more than him, because it can get difficult. You know, I'm sure at like 900 miles, he was like, "Am I going to make it? Is this worth it? Is she going to be everything I thought?" But, you know, the people, you can't let the people down, and himself, I guess. Hey, maybe it is true love. Who knows? Yeah. Did anyone comment about the love story?
Yeah. I got a funny one. Alpha Bravo said, "Let's see how far he runs away from her in a few years." Oh no!
That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
I mean, that's dedication. You know, I don't think it's still surprising right now that you'd find people that would go to this extent for love. Well, but that's love.
I think people always come up with amazing comments because even for the story of the LGBTQ couples in Thailand trying to get their legal rights to get married, we have a forum. So every story on thetiger.com near the end, there's like a forum section where you can see some comments. And some people are commenting, yeah, let them be legally married so they too can suffer like straight couples.
What?
So we can all suffer together. They'll understand after. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we hope you enjoyed today's wet and thunderstorm Good Morning Thailand. We will be back tomorrow with a special guest. We have special guests all throughout the rest of February. And we will be doing a special one on Friday as well, where we'll be taking your questions and answer them for you in an unfiltered manner. But until then, we hope you like and comment below, whatever your feedback might be. And we'll see you live once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.